Dick Gephardt's campaign may have been doomed early by a lack of fundraising, and the remaining Democratic candidates are working hard to avoid that fate. Some are taking last night's results and going online to spin them into badly needed cash, as NPR's Peter Overby reports.
When you hear the candidates talk about momentum or the bounce out of Iowa, money is a big part of what they mean. And nowadays, the money bounce can show up almost instantly thanks to the Internet. Almost all of the candidates are trying to capitalize. For instance, Senator John Edwards. When he grabbed a surprise second-place finish last night, his webmasters posted a snapshot of a confetti-covered Edwards front and center on his website. The caption says, "Help build momentum nationwide with a contribution today." Campaign spokesman Roger Salazar.
The first thing that we saw last night was that our online contributions had started going through the roof. I think over just overnight, while folks were sleeping, we raised over $100,000 in a very brief period of time.
Salazar says the campaign also expanded a Boston fundraising event to meet demand and added a second event to one already planned in New York City. The winner in Iowa, Senator John Kerry, today posted a new online fundraising goal, $365,000 for the 365 days until the next inauguration. Of course, former Vermont Governor Howard Dean trumped all of his rivals in Internet fundraising last year. His supporters met adversity before with a call to bring out the bat, a baseball bat logo that's used as a barometer for meeting a fundraising target. But after Dean finished third in Iowa, today there was no fundraising goal on the website and few calls on the weblogs to bring out the bat. Retired General Wesley Clark, who skipped Iowa, has been pushing to raise $2 million online before next week's New Hampshire primary. Spokesman Bill Buck says they're more than halfway to the goal and all Internet contacts are up.
Monday was a record day for us as far as Internet traffic, and this is we've seen a steady rise since December, which is consistent with General Clark's rise in the polls.
Internet fundraising began 4 years ago when contributions by credit card became legal. That year, Republican Senator John McCain briefly rode the Internet into contention after he beat George W. Bush in New Hampshire. McCain's campaign manager was Rick Davis.
We found when we had our big bounce after New Hampshire 4 years ago that the McCain campaign got hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars of donations every hour.
This rush of online money is what's new. In the old pre-digital days, a late-breaking candidate, like Edwards, would have to wait while contributions were mailed in, processed, and deposited. But Edwards and Clark face another obstacle. However much they raise now, it means they'll have less to spend later. Edwards, Clark, and Senator Joe Lieberman are all taking federal matching funds, and that means they have to stay within spending limits. Dean and Kerry turned down the federal funds precisely to avoid those limits. Many observers now say the primary contest could go longer than previously thought. So Dean and Kerry could have an advantage in the long run, not just for the nomination battle, but also for the battle after that, this spring and summer, against the superbly financed juggernaut of President Bush. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.